This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The African Union has suspended Niger from all of its institutions and activities, quote, until the effective restoration of constitutional order following last month's coup. The Council of the 55-nation bloc made the decision after mutinous soldiers overthrew Niger's democratically elected president and quickly entrenched themselves in power. President Mohamed Bazoum, his wife, and son have been kept under house arrest in the capital. Authorities say Greek firefighters have found the bodies of 18 people in an area of northwestern Greece ravaged by a major wildfire, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Greek police have been working to identify the bodies with a specialist team. They were found near a shack in the northeastern Alexandropolis region. No reports of missing people have been filed in the area, so authorities have been examining the possibility that the casualties were migrants who had entered the country from neighboring Turkey. Hundreds of firefighters have struggled to control the wildfires, which have been burning out of control for days in northeastern Greece, with strong winds fanning flames and prompting evacuations of villages and a city hospital. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukraine has made progress in its counteroffensive against Russian forces simply by proving it can push back a better armed and numerically superior enemy, a senior Ukrainian official said on Tuesday. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malar, in a Reuters interview, brushed aside any suggestion Kyiv's progress was too slow and said Ukraine had effectively defied military doctrine by attacking an enemy that has a numerical advantage in manpower and weaponry.